Time now for our one-on-one interview with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. It's already Wednesday. This is just flying by here, Doug, and I know that the San Francisco 49ers are the focus. Let's talk first, if we could, before we get into the win on Monday, about the injuries and the mentality of this football team, having lost Sproles and Maragos, and for the foreseeable future here, Jason Peters, and then, of course, Jordan Hicks.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, obviously. Those are all those names you mentioned are leaders, had major roles, obviously, on this football team. You know, Jordan Hicks is an Achilles tear. We're going to miss him for the rest of the remainder of the season. You know, it's tough when you lose veteran players, guys that have impact roles, obviously, as starters on this football team. But you know what? This is a resilient group. It's always been the next man mentality, and that's what we expect going forward.
Specifically, next man at middle linebacker, how do you address that? Is it Joe and Najee a combination? Do you try to play with more defensive backs on the field? I mean, what kind of things can you do?
Well, there's quite a few things, actually. Joe Walker would be the first. I mean, he's the next guy, you know, that would play the Mike linebacker position. Najee Goods played in there. Nigel Bradham, you know, is a guy that's been moved around a little bit.
He took reps in the preseason, if I recall. Yeah,
preseason in there. You know, Michael Kendricks. You know, so there's some moving parts there. You don't want to move too many guys, however, but we have options there. You can always, you know, play a little more nickel or dime personnel. Malcolm could be potentially, you know, down in the box a little bit more. He's comfortable down in there. Corey Graham can play some safety. So there's some options, you know, as we move forward. Something that Jim Schwartz and I will talk about and have a good plan going into this week.
You talked last week about developing these younger players and over the course of the time in the spring and the summer, giving them more reps, spending more time with them. Is that something you'd done last year that we just didn't talk about? Is it something that is new for this year?
We kind of began a little program at the end of last season, spending some time with our younger players after practice, and then we went ahead and implemented it the beginning of the season this year, where we're on Wednesdays and Fridays. We spend time with our developmental players, our younger players, and just give them about 10 extra minutes after practice to develop their skill, hone them in a little bit, not only offense or defense, but also on special teams, and just give them the opportunity to get a little more time, because you never know when their number is going to be called upon and they're going to have to whether be activated off of the practice squad or just be active, you know, on the 47, you know, or 46 come game day. So something we've done all season long. It's benefited those guys, and it's obviously beneficial to the whole football team.
10 minutes a day can honestly make a difference.
When it's one-on-one like that and the numbers are small, yes, it can. 10 minutes, and they maximize those 10 minutes with their position coaches. But, yes, it can definitely make a difference, and you do that 20 minutes a week.
Doug, I know you felt great about the offensive line depth since the spring. It's being tested. How ready is Vitae? And then Isaac comes up. I guess you have to kind of cross-train him. And Dylan Gordon has to be in the mix as well. And then practice squad players as well.
Yeah, we got to look at the whole picture. You know, Big V obviously played a lot of football last year in Lane's departure before he was injured and missed some time at the end of the season. And he's played well when he's been in there this year. I think that learning experience from last year has really helped him and propelled him to be that role or swing tackle for us. And so we're very comfortable with Big V, very confident in his ability. You know, confident in Stout's ability to coach him up. And listen, the guys are going to rally around him. They're going to support him. They're going to encourage him and get him where he needs to be. And you know, this is not a first-time rookie that's starting. He has played and started NFL games. So this is not new to Big V, and we have a lot of confidence in him.
I feel like this is a really interesting time for the organization. 6-1 record, and you're being really tested. So it requires, to move forward and win, it requires the personnel department to make the right moves. It requires the coaches to really coach up the players. It's incumbent upon the players to accept the responsibility of improving every day, of staying hungry. Fair reasoning in my mind?
No, it's fair. And that's what we talk about when it takes all aspects of the football operations. You know, it does take personnel. It does take coaching. It does take the players, the training staff, the strength conditioning staff, all those entities coming together to one, keep our players healthy and staying on the football field, the coaches to coach up every man not just the starters or the role position guys. You got to coach up everybody. And then our personnel department to go and continue to find talent to bring in, you know, to fill spots and to fill needs. And every team goes through this every single year. And it just so happens that we're right in the midst of it right now. But all the confidence in the world and the guys we have and continue to roll and move forward.
I know your focus is on the Niners, but what jumped out at you as you studied Monday night in the wee hours of Tuesday?
Just our resiliency again, and
you love that word, don't you?
I love that word. I mean, I just think it's in the passion of the guys and the toughness of the team and, you know, the fact that they're playing together as units and, you know, family is a real word and it's a real thing with this group of guys. They love playing together. And that's what you see. And it's always been the next man up mentality. 6-1, we love where we're at, obviously. A lot of football left, and we've got to just continue to our foot's got to be on the gas pedal, and we just was, you know, full steam ahead.
I always wait for rookies to hit the wall. Matt Collins is scoring touchdowns. Derek Barnett's getting sacks. Corey Clement making these magnificent catches. The young guys are pushing the old guys.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want, and that's why we spend time with our young players, and, you know, our personnel staff does a great job leading into the draft and some of the guys that we picked up, whether they're drafted or not. And, you know, you need everybody. This time of the year and from now until the rest of the season, you're going to need, you know, we're going to need all the guys, all hands on deck, and it's great to see our young guys making plays. Offensively and defensively, Rasul Douglas has been another one in recent weeks to make some big plays, and so, you know, hey, we just keep them coming. It gives us an added element of depth, and we got to get ready for the Niners.
Did Carson play okay on Monday night?
It was all right.
Yeah. What's it like watching? What's it like having that young stud?
Yeah, I mean, it's a special thing, and to watch it, you know, real time from the sidelines and some of the plays that he makes. He's elevating the game. He's elevating the guys around him too. And that's what's fun to watch is the guys want to play for people like that, for quarterbacks like that. Not only as a leader on the team, but he's a leader off the field as well. And it's amazing to watch him. And he is full of plays. He's full of amazement. The way he prepares, we know this. The way he studies,
not slacking off on that at all.
He did not slack.
Not falling in love with himself.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. I mean, Carson is who he is, and he's so down to earth. He's humble, and you know, it's all about the team with him, and he just wants to win each week.
Last one, quickie on the Niners. Winless team, but very competitive.
Listen, very competitive. They've been in every football game except this last one, obviously. And listen, it's a dangerous football team. A team that doesn't have a win right now. I was a part of a group that went out to Oakland, and they didn't have a win a couple years ago, and we got our tails beat. So, you know, we have to guard against complacency, guard against a letdown. It's another home game. Fans were awesome Monday
night. Yes, they were.
We expect the same atmosphere, you know, this Sunday, and we just got to go to work and get ready for a good opponent.
Thanks, Coach Doug Peterson in studio, presented by Wawa.